Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monterey Rye. Joining me today is the jubilant and kind-hearted River Guide, Chris.
Namaste. Welcome, everybody.
And the whimsical and joyous Monterey Molly.
Hello, humans.
Hello and welcome. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. Today is another Tips and Tricks episode. But before we get into that, any Disney news? Anything going on around our lives, around the Zoom?
So, no Disney news, nothing major that I've seen that has occurred. My bowling team took second place in city tournament this weekend. That was exciting.
Nice.
And on the business side of things, I am running a March Madness Ultimate Vacation Showdown. So if anybody wants to, you know, check that out and voice your opinion, I'm going to post the bracket today. And voting, just as we do for our show, voting will take place in the Instagram and Facebook stories. So go vote starting next Monday, the 11th.
Are you doing that through our account, or are you doing that through your Drizella account?
That'll be the Drizella account.
Okay, but can you drop that for me, Chris? I don't know where to find you.
Really? You don't know where to find me? Super simple. Facebook and Instagram. It's Christopher Stevenson, Drizella Travel Advisor. It's Christopher with a K, Stevenson with a PH, Drizella, DISERELLA. On TikTok, I believe it is, you would think I would know my own TikTok handle, and I cannot remember right now.
Christopher. I'm sorry, Drizella. Guys. Oh, wait. Oh, TikTok? I don't know what you are on TikTok.
Yeah. I apologize. We had a 2-hour snow delay today, and my brain is fried.
Snow?
Snow. Finally.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
And believe me, Elko, my hometown, my region has needed it because we have not gotten a lot of moisture this winter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to fire season.
All right. Well, here is the Disney news that I have because I am terrible and forgot to start our voting on Friday. So we do not have a winner of our ride rethemes here. Round two is currently going on. But the rides that made it into round two are Home on the Range, Herd Mentality, Kronk's Spinach Puff Spectacular, Monsters nice. University Scare Games. So that is going to be round one in the second aspect of this game. Then it's going to go up against one of these three, which it was interesting. The Wildcats Get Your Head in the Game, or Wildcats What Time Is It, was tied with the Enchanted Tale of Two Worlds. So I had to put both of them on there. It was a tie. So
wow.
We got Wildcats, Enchanted, and Cool Runnings all going head-to-head. And so then I will take round one and round two, and we'll have a winner by next week.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. That's very interesting.
Right? That's actually really exciting. I like that.
So it's literally you two against each other. I didn't make it into round two. That either tells me that I wasn't creative enough, or you guys didn't give me good movies and good rides.
Oh, laying blame back on us.
I'm going to blame your movies, Chris. Nobody is going to go do a Robin Hood ride, okay? No matter what I do with it. I am very upset about the Stitch ride, though. I thought Stitch should have gotten a little more love. He was close, but still.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree there.
I think the problem is that the competition was just too tight.
It was
very, very tough.
It was, yes. Especially because I did it by how we announced our rides. So, like, Chris and I went head-to-head on Living with the Land and with Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
And that is really tough.
And we both lost a Herd Mentality, so.
Winners only over here. Everyone loves Home on the Range.
Apparently.
Right, like, people, I don't know how Home on the Range is beating Robin Hood over here.
People literally saw Bug's Life and they're like, no, we're getting rid of the bugs and we're going to keep them gone. It's fine. Yeah. Thank you, though.
The bugs are going to stay gone.
Hang on, I am looking at this. It does say new attraction announced somewhere at Disneyland Hong Kong. I don't know.
No.
I have non-Disney related news.
Oh, please tell us. Well, I read this.
Excellent. This is non-Disney related, but theme park related. Universal Studios started doing cast previews of Epic Universe today. And I have heard only good things. from my ears on the inside, I've been told that some of the animatronics are the most realistic that they've seen ever. And this is coming from people who've worked
The mouse. Yeah.
at the mouse. Yeah.
So I will say that Epic is on my ultimate vacation showdown. Like, I realize that none of us have had the privilege of going there yet because it doesn't open till May 22nd. Fun fact. And if you are interested in going to Epic, it is at minimum a 3 day park ticket, 2 days at the other parks, and 1 day at Epic. You literally can right now only get 1 day at Epic, no matter how many days you buy. So,
Wow. And you know what? That's
yeah.
probably smart to keep it at the very least to try and make it not as crowded, but
Exactly.
oh, they're
Because as of
getting.
right now, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
I was gonna say, just as of right now, like, they don't have Premier Pass, or is it Premier Pass? What is it over there?
Of like the fast pass, the
Yeah.
speed.
Why can I not think of the name of it
Speedy
right now?
Gonzales pass.
Anyways, they don't have a fast pass for Epic right now. Like, none of that's been announced yet.
Oh. Isn't it Express
It's
Pass?
Express. Thank you. There we go.
You're welcome.
Again, I'm fried today.
How many podcasters does it take to describe a fast pass?
Well, I was
Alrighty.
also half listening because I was reading.
Anyways, they don't have an Express pass right now. It is supposedly in the works, but as of right now, I mean. So yeah, definitely trying to limit the number of people that are in there so that everybody can enjoy it. So, all right, Ryan, what do we got?
Okay, so I think this was already announced at D23, but it basically says Avengers are working together with bringing new pavilions to the Stark Expo to showcase their most recent inventions and technologies. Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, the newest Stark Industries intern, is among one of them and will also be the host to demonstrate the latest breakthrough. Undoubtedly, the presence of Spider-Man will also attract one of the most formidable villains who wreaks havoc on the scene. Peter will need help to protect his brand new technology, blah 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 blah. So I think it's going to be web shooters, it sounds like, at Hong Kong Disneyland.
Definitely sounds very similar.
That's what my
I hope
assumption is.
they make it different than the way web shooters currently is, where maybe there's an actual apparatus.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I did forget one piece of Disney news. Blizzard Beach turns 30 this year.
Wow.
And so for like a whole month of April, they're going to do a 30th celebration, and then they're going to close it and open Typhoon Lagoon.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? I love that.
But
Well,
anyways.
happy 30th to Blizzard Beach. I did not realize that I was the same age as Blizzard Beach.
Right?
The
And
more
I
you
am.
know.
Chris and I are older.
They're right? Barely.
There's also 25 Walt Disney World ride refurbishment schedule. Let me open this up real quick too. Okay, Dinosaur closed in. Oh, why do the ads have to do that? Dinosaur closing in 2026, likely mid-January. It's tough to be a bug. Closing St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Cali River Rapids is going to reopen March 14th. The Boneyard has a TBD closure date, likely 2026. And Triceratops Spin is already closed. Magic Kingdom, you have Astro Orbiter closed until summer of 2025. Big Thunder closed until 2026. Dumbo Elephant Playground closed through spring 25.
Interesting.
Yes, another ad just popped up. I apologize. And I have an ad block, people. That's what's annoying about
Dang.
this. Frontier Shoot and Arcade is permanently closed. Hall of President is to be determined. Liberty Square Riverboat closing likely the second half of 2025. Starlight Night Parade debuting in the summer. Tiana's is now open. This is all TBDs. Tom Sawyer's TBD. Walt Disney World Railroad TBD. Okay, let's see if there's other parks on here. Epcot. What?
Good. I'll let you finish with your closures and
Okay.
refurbishments first.
Celebration Encanto extended indefinitely. Grand Fiesta Tour is closed until March 15th. Test Track is going to open late summer of 2025. Hollywood Studios, Jedi Training Academy, Trails of the Temple is permanently ended. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is permanently closed. Villains Unfairly Ever After is opening summer of 25, and Voyage of the Little Mermaid, Voyage of 25. Or summer of 25. We'll see if that's true or not. It's been
Right.
delayed how many times?
Also, how long has Test Track been closed? Because I feel like it's been ages.
I think only like a year.
Okay, it just feels like it's been longer.
That was the other thing. Aren't they? They got away with the reservations for either.
Guardians
No,
and
no. I'm
Tiana.
talking about something in Star Wars. They got rid of reservations, I think, to make a lightsaber.
What? I hadn't heard about that.
Are you gonna Google?
I am Googling, but also I have new permit hints at changes. So far, Disney's been pretty quiet about the changes planned for Rock and Roller Coaster. A new permit indicates the first official changes are on the way. They filed a permit to repaint the guitar at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So, not a lot of details there. But according to the document, contractor will sand the guitar and apply one coat of primer and two coats of HP finish. Don't know what that means, but it means the guitar is changing. And although Molly is happy, the rest of us are angry.
Painting news. I just, it's so funny.
Right.
This just in paint news.
We're not watching paint dry, but we are sure talking about getting ready to paint.
We're talking about how many coats and where that paint's gonna go.
So,
Hey, you know what? But that's the first official news about the change since they announced the change. So, I mean,
place your bets for the color. Is it gonna be green? Because it's not easy being green.
I feel like they're gonna go
or rainbow for
blue.
a rainbow connection.
Oh, that's cute. Oh,
Right.
so they're keeping it. That's important though, is they're keeping it a guitar.
They are keeping it a
It's
guitar.
not a banjo.
And they're gonna probably put Muppets hanging upside down at the end of
I would
it
hope so.
in the
Well, I'm
car.
assuming they're like I'm they haven't said anything about the car, but like I'm assuming all the Muppets are gonna be hanging out of there like ah.
That's what I would think too.
Okay, Ryan.
Update on Test Track. It closed in June of 24.
Oh, okay. So
So
it really
it's
has
not
not been that
been
long.
long. And
It just
then,
feels like it's been long. We've been talking about it for so much.
yes.
The reservation that is ending at Galaxy's Edge is for the custom astromech unit building at Droid Depot. In other words, to go build a droid.
Yes, I was
That
gonna say, I just
ends.
Googled it. It said you still need it for the lightsaber, but it's highly
Right.
recommended for the droid. So you
Yes.
can still reserve them. It's just you don't
Don't
need
have
to.
to. And that ends March 16th.
Thank you,
So
Chris, for that.
look at us getting, on top of the news instead of being behind the ball for once.
Well, we were reading it live because.
Hey, but we're not behind. Like, this comes
Correct.
out before March 16th.
Yes. And. This I everything I announced was from the first. That's when I got my updated email. So that's pretty nifty. It's only 2 days old of news.
Right.
All right, are we ready to get into today's episode? Tips and Tricks, Volume 2.
Let's do it.
Quickly, they're apparently doing it, and I'm not going to pull this open right now, but there are refurbishments being done at Alani now, too. I just got an
Oh,
email.
wonder what
So,
they're
like, literally
refurbishing.
just got an email from time to time, blah, blah, blah. As part of these efforts, Menehune Bridge water play area will be unavailable from April 21st to May 16th. So, if you're going to Alani, be aware.
I wonder which one that is. I know there's two of them. I wonder if that's the splash pad one or the one with the water slide. Don't know.
The picture, it just shows a bridge and lots of water, so I have no idea.
Okay.
I'd have
Good to
to
know.
get in there and do more research.
Share
All
your
right.
screen with me.
Oh,
I
there you
can tell
go.
you. I was there.
Right. Still jealous.
I was there, man.
I still need to do the podcast about
Do you really do still need to do
that.
the.
That's the splash pad one.
Okay.
Okay. You need to check your emails, dude. 647. Calling you out. All right.
Rude.
Tips and tricks question number one. I had to bring this up because there were so many since our last episode about Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And it's just people are like, at the water ride, how wet am I gonna get? Do I need different shoes? What do I need to do? What row should I sit in? Okay, it's a water ride, number one. What do you expect?
I have a solution. Here's what you need to do. Is all you need is you go to Disney, and actually I don't think they sell them at Disney anymore, but I know you can get them like at any of those at like the Giant Mermaid or the Giant Wizard at like any of those gift shops. Get yourself a slicker, a rain poncho, whatever you want to call it. Put one of those plastic ones in your bag, take it with you. You have it for if it rains or if you go on a water ride. You could even take that on Cali and be fine.
I was, and
Yes.
it's funny
Take
that
a
you bring
slicker.
it's funny that you bring up Kali because We had multiple signs posted, and as soon as Ryan said, "How wet are you going to get?" This is what came to my mind. You will get wet. You may get soaked.
Yeah.
And those signs were posted at the entrance and at like both of our height checkpoints.
So let me actually read the question, and then we'll further answer this. But it cracks me up when people like, "Oh, it's a water ride. How wet am I gonna get?" If you don't want to get wet, just
Wet.
don't ride it. So,
Right.
does Tiana's ride get you soaked? And if so, are there dryers to help with it? Just don't want to be walking around in squishy shoes all day. There's a number of solutions. You both mentioned them, right? The other solution is buy a pair of cheap flip-flops, put them in your book bag, wear
Yep.
them on the ride, and then put your shoes back on after the ride.
Because as we established last episode, you should always have at least one person in your party with a book bag.
Yes.
I will also say Crocs are an excellent, excellent theme park shoe. And
Crocs are great too.
here's the thing is I'm going to tell everyone a little insider secret for Disney VIP tours. The pair of shoes most worn are the Crocs Lena Ballet Flat. They're Crocs. They feel like a croc, but they look like a ballet flat. Impeccable. And they were great because they dry fast, they're plastic, they're comfortable. Perfect shoe.
Interesting.
And typically, the people are only going to get like the most wet is going to be the front row. However, if you have people that are smart, well, I shouldn't say smart, but have ridden Tiana's multiple times, they know to duck and then they don't get
Yep.
wet. And then that means the second row is getting wet. So I can't tell you, oh, if you're in the back row, you're not going to get wet because if everybody else ducks in front of you, guess what? You're probably going to get wet.
The
And
other thing is,
go ahead.
do you want to? Okay, I was
Go ahead.
like,
Interrupt me, Chris. It's fine.
I thought you were done. I'm sorry, Ryan. I was gonna say the other thing is, none of us have ridden Tiana's yet, but everything I've read, there's more water in it than there was in Splash.
Well, and what I was
Like,
going to say is, I know this is Walt Disney World, but if you go to Disneyland, you are going to get 10 times more soaked
yep.
because of the way the ride vehicle is, because it's single lane versus two people in a row.
Versus double wide, yep.
Yeah. Now, there are not dryers. They do typically sell towels, though, in that gift shop, if I remember correctly. But again,
Yeah.
that was one of Splash. I don't know with Tiana's if they still will. And then, Chris, since we brought up Cali, are there dryers for Cali?
There are not. As
But
far
there
as
are
I'm aware,
lockers across, right?
there are lockers that are free to use for a certain length of time. Or at least there used to be. It's been about 2.5 years since I've been to the parks. So, but there used to be lockers right across the way from Cali where you could store your stuff for a bit. No, there are no dryers. The only place I've ever been that had dryers was Universal. Not gonna lie.
Cedar Point too, but you know.
Okay.
I was gonna say drivers are big at King's Dominion.
Yeah. Cedar Fairs and Six Flags, which are all now Six Flags.
Right.
Yeah.
Including my favorite, Great America.
Yep. All right. Any last minute suggestions on Tiana's and getting wet?
Also, yeah, I would say just don't be afraid to get wet. You're in Florida,
Right. Literally.
assuming you're at World.
Yeah, like I get the socks and shoes. Like I understand that, but your pants will dry. Your shirt will dry probably within 20 minutes. Like, not even joking. But yeah,
Unless you're there in
socks and
like
shoes.
mid-July, then you're just never going to be dry. But
Yeah,
you were already wet.
socks and shoes. Either take or just take them off during the ride. I don't know if you're really allowed to, but
Yeah, let's not give people that advice. Nobody wants to see that.
so flip flops. Question number two, an Epcot question.
My
So,
specialty.
for Remy, so we're thinking Friends
Oh.
Pavilion. It's not a question about Remy. It's a
Okay.
navigation question.
Okay, I'm in.
From
Got
Remy, do you think it's faster to walk? We are fast walkers. To front of park and monorail or walk to beach club and minivan to MK? Don't care about cost. So they're asking what's faster, a minivan from the beach club or go to the front of the park and go to the monorail?
I mean, so if you're from, so basically you have to go from Remy to Beach Club and then call. I
The
think it's
minivan?
faster. I think the monorail is faster.
That's what I would think too, because I mean, you could probably pre-order the minivan, right? Like, say I need it in 10 minutes, so that way you get to Beach Club, it's ready there. But still, to drive, like, it's only an 8-minute monorail ride.
You also have to consider, like, sorry, you also have to consider, like, getting through the beach club as well. I mean,
Now, as
because
long
you're
as you're going the route of Canada, do not go the route of,
of the other way.
the other way. But yeah, I mean, why would you, again, I understand they don't care about cost, but why would you spend the money when it's maybe even if they had a minivan immediately, let's say it's only 2 minutes faster. Like, you're really going to spend $70 for a minivan when you could just spare 2 minutes for a monorail.
And exactly.
you get to ride the monorail. Who doesn't love that?
As long as you didn't just miss it, because then you're waiting 16 minutes to get there. But still. Yes, Chris.
True.
Oh, no. Molly asked who doesn't love the monorail when I raised my hand.
Oh, well, you can see
I
yourself
don't
out
hate the
of
monorail,
you can
but
see yourself out of the studio. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thanks for joining.
We all know I don't hate the monorail, but it is not my favorite.
So it is an
I was going to sit.
11-minute drive with a minivan.
Okay.
So really, it's probably an even wash,
Yes,
right?
except that minivans are even more expensive than a regular Uber or
Well, that's what
Lyft.
I said. You're going to spend
And
$70 for it,
yeah,
for an 11-minute
so
ride.
exactly.
And the other thing, too,
So.
is do you have a stroller? Do you have to pack that stroller into the van, which is also taking more space or time? Because if it's a monorail, you just pop it on.
Right.
Right? So, like, think about
Remember.
what you're bringing, too.
Remember, Walt Disney World is the third largest public transportation system. They know what they're doing. They do well.
Also,
Yes, ma'am.
sorry, the minivan, I don't even think it would take you to
They drop you
Magic
off with the
Kingdom.
buses.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they drop you off right at the gate.
Yes.
Still, I
Minivan
think that
does.
the
Uber or
walk
Lyft will
from.
be at
Oh,
TTC.
but think about this too. Security. If you stay on the monorail, you surpass security. With the minivan, you have to go through security again. Because you're
Do
leaving a
you?
park and then entering a park. Yes.
No,
Because
because I
you're
think
leaving
security
Epcot.
for Magic Kingdom is after the monorail exit.
I thought so.
So with the monorail is what I'm saying, you don't have to go through security.
No, that you
But
would
no, that's what we're
anyway.
saying. I think we still have to.
No, you
You'd still
don't.
have to. Because well, security is after the monorail unload, right?
Oh,
Because
but
I
you
don't
know
think security is
what?
at
No, when
TTC.
you get off the monorail, you do not have to go through security because you already went through security.
He's right. He is right. Because now I think about it, because to get on the monorail at any of the resorts nowadays, you have to go through security now. So
Oh.
it does bypass, because there is security at the TTC, and then there is a security checkpoint at Magic Kingdom for those that are taking a bus or a minivan or walking from the Contemporary. But I had to think about getting on there from like the resort the last time I was there, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I had to go through security multiple times. That was annoying. So.
Yeah, so I'm trying to pull up the map real quick.
My apologies. I
No,
was
you're
wrong,
don't be a
and I will
big
continue to be wrong.
don't feel bad, Molly, because I had the exact same thought.
Chris, can you share your? Let me share.
Yep,
Thanks.
allowing.
Okay. So, bus stations, you now go through security right
There.
here.
Oh,
Yep. The
I understand.
monorails drop
It's
you
okay.
off. You have to,
I
like, they
see.
move security, like, over here.
I got it. Okay. Thank you. I was misunderstood.
Nope, you're fine.
No, like I said, I had to think about my last trip and how I went to ride the monorail and then I got off at a resort and then I had to go through security again just to go to the next resort. I was like, well, that's annoying.
Okay,
Does
moving on.
make doing
Wasn't
the
like
monorail
that
bar
back in
crawl.
my day. No, it
It was
wasn't
not
back
like
in
that
our
back in
day.
our day,
They
and it
changed
does
security
make doing the
completely.
monorail bar crawl much more difficult.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I should have kept sharing my screen for this one. So hang on. Okay.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Next one is,
I'm excited.
can you go in here? Been to MK multiple times. Never been curious until now. Let me show you what it is.
Oh,
Oh
please.
wait, am I sharing the wrong screen? I am. Hang
You
on.
are
Oh my
sharing the
goodness,
wrong
it's a
screen. I'm
computer.
like, that is a Disney cruise. Yes, you can go in there.
This one. Okay. This. Do you know what that is?
Oh, is that Tom Sawyer?
Is that
It's
Tom
Tom
Sawyer?
Sawyer's Island. So the
Yes.
answer is yeah, you can go there
For
until it
now.
closes.
For
Yeah.
now.
But I love how they said not curious until now because they probably know it's closing, so they want to check it out, but they don't know that it's not, like, it's still open. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I just had to laugh. I giggled at that one. I was like, of course
That was
someone
good.
would ask if they can go. Can we go in here? Let me highlight it in red.
Can I go here?
Yeah,
I
you
thought for
can.
sure it was going to be like a door.
No. Oh, that would have been probably like the Magic Kingdom casting
Yeah.
agency or
Casting
something.
agency,
Yeah.
yeah.
Go ahead, knock. See if anyone answers.
We've been trying for years.
Literally. Okay. Here we go. Question number four. Has anyone done the math on how many park days it takes to break even on an annual pass? We are out of state, so we would have to get the IncrediPass.
I
Well,
actually did do this at one time, and I don't remember what it was.
I think it's like 5 park days or 6 park days or something. I gotta look at what the IncrediPass is now.
Disney IncrediPass 1549.
Okay, so 1549, and then let's see.
How much is a park pass
Well,
nowadays?
and the problem
After
is
tax, it comes out to 1650.
Okay, but if we look at why is it giving me oh, I okay. I didn't Google the right thing. I just put park passes. And so I randomly got discount Orlando, Florida tickets, Disney World, Cedar Point tickets. I'm like, what? Cedar Point. I wasn't specific enough. Okay, let's see. Tickets and parks. Buy theme park tickets. So, and this is the other thing too, right? Like every day you get a discount. So it starts at 119 a day. So Chris, you said it was a how much after taxes?
1650.
16. So that's around,
14 days. So
yeah,
2 weeks.
which is totally doable within a year.
Right.
Yeah,
And
even if you live out of state, I think that's possible.
that's again if you're going individual days. Like 14 non-consecutive days. Again, this is things that you can Google yourself. You don't have to put this on the Facebook page.
Invest in a calculator.
Yes, invest.
Well, and remember, we say 119, but that depends on park and day that you choose. That's the starting
That
price.
too, yes.
So I'm looking at the calendar right now, and like if I were going today, it's $159. Yesterday was $154.
Next one. This one has two different questions. So this will be number five. Best dinner reservation at Disney Hollywood Studios and why?
I will tell you right now, this is in my. Okay. I'm going to give Molly's personal opinion and then Molly's more widely regarded opinion. Personally, sci-fi dine-in, 100%. More generally regarded, if you wanted to get a reservation at Hollywood Studios, I would say go to 50s Prime Time. You're going to have the best time, the best meal.
So those would be my two as well. And I know that sounds surprising because you know how I feel about sci-fi. If you can get past the weird ambiance, sci-fi has some of the best food. Like the burgers are amazing. In my personal opinion, Hollywood Studios, if you're gonna sit down and eat, that's the park to do it because the food at Hollywood slaps. Like it
It's so
is
good.
better than any of the other parks, excluding Epcot, because Epcot's got all like, you know, different countries and stuff. But like if you're just looking for like American food, Hollywood has the best. Prime Time, Mom's Meatloaf, let me tell you, bomb. It is so good. The atmosphere of that one, I think everybody can have fun. My personal opinion, 50s Prime Time. Chris, any thoughts, opinions?
Two things. I'm going to backtrack for a second. Going off the $159 ticket, it's 10 days, which is like boom. And I'm looking at Magic Kingdom right now is 184 for today. So
Whoa.
even less days. As for Hollywood Studios, I will be fully honest, the only place I have ever done sit down dining at Hollywood was Hollywood and Vine. Character dinner, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald. Phenomenal. But I am a quick service guy when I'm in Hollywood Studios. It's just kind of how it's always been.
Not doing it right.
It does. You know what? I'm going in July and I'm going to make up for it. I will decide on which one and I will go do it. I will say though, let me just
Who are you going with?
the Dizzarella team, we're having our annual conference in
Oh,
July.
do 50s then.
50s? Okay.
Yeah, because if you do, sorry, why am I blanking?
Sci-fi. Sci-fi.
Sci-fi, you're
The
again
seating is weird,
the
yes.
cars are all facing forward unless they get you at one of the bigger tables because then it's like a picnic table type thing. But I just feel like especially if you want to have a conversation, You're gonna want to do it at 50s, and they're gonna have
And
a blast with you guys.
we'll see, because I don't know how many of us like will want to go to studios and how many of us will go, but I'm going to make a point of doing one of them, even if I go by myself. But my other recommendation at Hollywood Studios, although not sit down dining or get a reservation, but is the Baseline Tap House. Fantastic beer, fantastic charcuterie boards, giant Bavarian pretzels, like one of my favorite places.
Okay. Yeah, if you're gonna go by yourself though, Chris, I'd say sci-fi, because then you can sit there in quiet by yourself.
I was gonna say, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before. I'm a big fan of solo park trips. I
Absolutely.
love going by myself. It was one of my absolute favorite things when I
See.
was when I was doing my VIP tour internship, is I would be like, I'm just gonna go have a me day after like having days of with myself and 25 people in the park. It's like, it's just me. I'm by myself. I can do whatever I want.
I used to do that all the time too. And I think honestly, if I would have tried sci-fi during our program, I probably would have a different feeling about it because I would have went by myself, but I never went and ate anywhere. I just was like, Mickey Pretzel, let's go.
Exactly. Yeah, no, but that is it, both Chris, for you and also for our lovely listeners at home or on the road, wherever you find yourself. If you are ever by yourself in Hollywood Studios, the most like phenomenal experience I've ever had was eating lunch by myself at Sci-Fi Dine-In, just watching all the cartoons, watching the
Okay.
little videos. It was the best. It was like the best fried pickles I had ever had, best burger I'd ever had. I was like, I'm gonna like go take a nap on a bench next. This is awesome.
That is awesome to hear. I will definitely, especially if I go by myself, I'll definitely check that one out. Yes, and solo park days are the best. I used to take my bag and go like study. Like I'd find a corner. You ever need a quiet spot to take a phone call or to study or whatever at Magic Kingdom or any of the Disney parks, call me. I will direct you in the best spot to go.
All right, next one, number six. Haunted Mansion question.
Ooh.
Is there any way to wait outside of the room with no doors? I think my daughter, 4, would enjoy the ride, but I'm afraid the lights off, lightning, and scream may set her off. Molly.
Yes, I
The
believe
answer is
so.
yes.
there is.
Okay.
There is a way to skip it. I believe. See, I know the exact way because that's where we took. Fun fact: that's how you get in with the VIP tour is through this secret back entrance. But I believe if you ask the, I believe it's the cast members at like the entrance of the line, like where the wait time is. If you tell them like, "Hey, my child is like," I believe they're going to be scared by the. If you call it the elevator, or sorry,
Stretching room.
the stretching room, they'll understand what you mean, and then they should be able to just take you from where that stretching room is just to the next room where the onload is.
Is that also a way to skip the line, technically?
Yes, but I don't know if they take you. I'm not sure exactly how they do it. I'm sure it depends
Okay.
on what the wait time
It's like
is and
you
stuff
didn't
like
hear this
that.
from me.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure that just like everything else, they probably have a system that's like, okay, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to wait till you get here and then we'll take you back or whatever. Because I definitely have seen people like they'll pull somebody to the side and like we'll enter the stretching room and then you see them when you go to get back in line again.
Yes.
So, but yeah, ask the cast member at the entrance before you enter the main building.
Question number 7. Best and most comfortable shoes for Disney that are also versatile for Disney bounding. Thanks in
Anything you've already
advance.
broken in.
Molly said Crocs. Chris, because anything
Crocs.
you break in. So here's the thing about this. I have multiple shoes that I can Disney bound in. I have the Mickey Mouse Vans. They have no support. I always put inserts in them. The thing is, when we lived there, we were used to doing 30,000 steps a day. So I could wear those Mickey bounding shoes with no inserts and I'd be fine. However, that's because I was doing 30,000 steps a day. If I would go from right now over there, different story. So really it doesn't come down to the shoes, it comes down to the comfort and the cushioning. Like if you have a brand that you love, if your brand is Under Armour, wear Under Armour shoes, just make sure they're a little broken in. If you love Hokas, wear Hokas, just make sure they're broken in. If you're a Brooks person, wear Brooks. It's completely up to you. But the thing is, don't go out and buy a brand new pair of shoes because they will probably get pretty roughed up, and you might also do something to your foot. Like I bought a pair of Hokas, and I wore them to work one day, and I got a blister in them. Like that, so I can't imagine going to Disney with a brand new pair of shoes, getting a blister, and then like I have to deal with that for the rest of my vacation.
Absolutely, and let's be real, okay? Like I said, break them in first, because if you are doing under 22,000 steps a day at Disney, you're doing Disney wrong.
Yes. But my theory is stick with your brand, just make sure you've broken them in a little bit.
Absolutely. 100%
If they are
agree.
shoes, you can walk in your day-to-day life, those are the ones you want to bring.
Yes, exactly. With support, again, if you wear like Vans all the time, wouldn't wear Vans to the parks unless there's support arches in them. That's the one thing I will say. Make sure it's got cushion. Don't let it be a flat foot shoe.
Yeah, as I get older, I realize more and more the importance of support.
Yes. All right, next one. I think this is number 8. Y'all, please don't laugh at me, but I got some cash for my birthday. Does Disney take cash in the parks? I've been so many times, but I never carry cash, so I don't know.
Not laughing at you, I'm laughing at the fact that I had to stop and think about the last time I used cash at Disney.
I have to stop and think about the last time I used cash in general. I
Fair.
don't
So,
use cash
the
ever.
short answer, everyone, is yes.
Yes, the short answer is
Yes,
yes. You
yes.
can use cash. Cash is always king, if you
Cash is
will.
king.
There are, I think, a couple of areas that don't, but again, overall, you'll be able to use cash pretty
Yeah.
much anywhere at Disney.
Well, and hey, here's the other thing too. So, like, Disney is a Chase Bank preferred company, right? So, like, if you bank with Chase, they also have Chase ATMs on property where you can just deposit the cash you got and then use your card if you want, or your Apple phone, or your Apple Pay, Samsung Wallet, Magic Band. There's a lot of ways to pay, so
Also, the reason
don't
that
sweat
I
it.
ended up opening up a checking account with Partners, Federal Credit Union, the official bank of Disney,
Which you have
because
to work there to have.
you have to work there to have, which is why I've never closed it. But because they are a Chase branded, business on the consumer facing side, and I did not bank with Chase. So anytime I needed cash, it was a pain in the butt.
So wait, is Partners Chase?
No, Partners is its own thing,
Okay,
but
well,
that's
you
why I
kind of
went
made it
and
sound like it was. I
no.
was like, hold
Well, no,
up.
that's why I said the consumer facing. But no, I went and opened because when I worked there the first time, I had no car. Thank you for taking me around, Ryan.
You're welcome.
and I would need cash for things, or I'd need, to split the lunch or to pay for groceries or whatever, right? And because they were all Chase facing on the consumer side, I had to go and open a checking account with Disney's credit union because I was like, this is not working for me
Right.
anymore.
Because the only other thing you could have done was like when you go to a store, you could have done cash back.
Right.
But like that's always a hassle. And then you got to go somewhere to do that. So
Exactly.
yeah, I mean, I didn't have, I had the Chase, I had the Disney Visa at the time, but I now have a Chase banking account as well and my other bank. But like it makes it a lot easier to have a Chase account when you're there, whether it's the Chase Visa credit card or just a Chase banking checking account.
Don't
So.
forget there are plenty of perks for having that Chase Disney Visa.
And if you want an intro code, hit me up. I'll give you one. Just saying. R. Wilzok on Instagram or DCP Anonymous Pod. I'll hook you up. Just DM me. Okay, number 9. We'll do two more and then we'll sign off because, Chris, you
Sounds
got some
good.
things to do, right?
Yeah, you're good. We're fine.
Okay, so this next one. Currently in Disney, and my husband ran into a couple yesterday who basically has him convinced DVC would be good for us. Currently, we have a 9-year-old, an 18-month-old, with another little one due at the end of March. We've been discussing making this a yearly vacation, and I was looking for the pros and cons of joining DVC.
Well, Ryan, do you want to answer first as the resident DVC owner?
Yeah, sure, I will. So, as the resident DVC owner, I want more points, and it's just me and my husband. So that's going to be your biggest thing is figuring out how many points you want. So when I bought in, I was a poor college student and I only bought in 200 points, which 100 points isn't bad. I can get a studio pretty much for about, depending on where I'm staying at. So the way it works is every resort has certain nights that are certain amounts of points. So if I have 100 points and it's 10 points a night for, let's just say, Saratoga Springs, because that's a cheaper resort, that means I can stay there for 10 nights in maybe a suite. But maybe a one bedroom is 15 points a night. So then I can't stay as many nights, if that makes sense. So the more points you have, the more nights you can stay in, the more luxurious resorts that you can stay in. That's not to say that you can't stay in more luxurious resorts. I've stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is a little bit higher. I've stayed at the Grand Californian, which is very high. It's like 40 some
Oh,
points a night. However,
thank you again.
we could only pay for, I think, two or three nights through my DVC, and then we had to pay cash for the rest of it. So these are things you have to think about too. And then if you use all your points, you can't use them for the following year. If you have leftover points from your vacation, you can bank them into the following year. So yes, I have 100 points. I use 72. Now I have 28 that I can use next year, which gives me 128. Or if I'm staying somewhere like we did with Hawaii, we borrowed about 50 points from last year so that I had 150 to pay for Alani. And then I still have 50 for this year, which I ended up banking for next year because we didn't go on a vacation this year. So I know that sounds a lot like mishmash, doesn't make sense a lot of the time, but it's definitely worth it. But you have to think about the initial cost because it is pretty pricey. You have to think about your yearly dues. You will have yearly dues. So however many points you have a tax that you have to pay on that. You can do it monthly or you can pay it all up front in the beginning of the year. It's just things to think about. How many points do you want? How many rooms do you want? What resorts are you wanting to stay at? And that's how you have to base off, is it worth it for us or not? Are you okay with staying at a moderate resort? Are you okay with staying at all-star resorts? It's, again, it's what you think is going to benefit you and your family. Anyone have anything to add to that?
I've got multiple things, but
Okay.
Molly, nothing. Okay.
No.
Number one, I'm going to play devil's advocate. If you are a moderate or value resort customer, guest, excuse me, DVC's probably not for you. And I say that because what you're paying for is being able to stay at those deluxe resorts. Now, yes, you can use your points plus pay a little fee to stay at different resorts on property. Ryan and I stayed in a Cars Family Suite over at Disney's Art of Animation Resort when he came and visited me during my second program, which was mostly paid for by his points.
I had to pay $90
But,
out of pocket for the
right.
taxes for the room. So, like, basically, when you use your resort points for a DVC resort, you don't have to pay the taxes. Like, you pay the taxes in the sense of like your yearly dues, but I don't go to the hotel and charge my credit card. When I did all, or sorry, when I did Cars,
Art.
Art, thank you, I didn't technically pay taxes on that. So I had to pay the $90 in taxes for the nights that I was staying there. Because yes, the DVC points are covering it, but they're not covering the taxes of the room.
Correct. So if you are a guest that is going to, you know, you're going to the parks and you're a park open, a park close, I don't care about the room type of person. DVC is not for you. DVC, you are paying to be able to stay at the nicer deluxe resorts. With that said, I come from a family that does not stay in the deluxe resorts, but I love the deluxe resorts. And I have a now 2-year-old niece, and I am currently saving to buy into DVC myself so that I have that available for her and any other children that my siblings may have. Or my best friend and her daughter, or my other best friend and his son, both who call me uncle as well. So I am working towards buying into DVC for that exact reason, because I want them to be able to go and enjoy Disney to the fullest, including a nice resort. Ryan, you look like you had something you wanted to say.
Well, my biggest thing is it just comes down to, again, what Chris is saying, the room. But it also comes down to, are you okay with sharing a standard hotel room, right? Like two queen beds in a room. Or do you and your spouse want your own room and then having the kids in separate rooms? That's really where the DVC breakdown comes down for me. Like, yes, I have three nephews. And if I ever take them, and my mother's gonna go too because she's gonna wanna see her grandkids, right?
Right.
So I'm gonna need a room. My mom's gonna need a room. The kids are gonna need a room. That's three rooms.
Minimum.
Not saying like my mom and I can't sleep in the same room or the kids can't sleep in the same room, but you have to think about like who all is coming and what how much space do you want? That's really what DVC is. It's giving you space.
Space. And I love that analogy, and that brings me up to my other or that comment that brings me up to my other point, which one of my close friends from Disney, Ben, his family is big DVC owners. They own 100 points in this property, 100 points in that
I was gonna
property.
say, how many do they have total? Like 500?
At least
I
minimum
can't imagine
500.
their annual dues.
Right. They have minimum 500 points. And I have gotten to experience a lot of the deluxe resorts thanks to Ben and his family. And one of the things, one of the coolest things I saw was his aunt and uncle came, his cousins came. He was there, his brother was there. The last time I was there, I went and visited them. They were staying at Old Key West in a three-bedroom villa. Grandma had her own room. Aunt and uncle had their own room. Mom and dad had their own room. At this point, Ben and his brother both live in Florida, so they went home. But do have that space and so much space, they're like, hey, come hang out for the next 5 hours and just chill in our resort or come to the pool or whatever. So the definitely DVC, if you have a big family or you like having space and like hosting people, is for sure the way to do it.
And the last thing I'm going to bring up is the discounts.
Oh, the
So
discounts.
you do get, it's typically 20% off of basically everything. That's dining, not fast dining, but like sit
Not
down
quick service,
dining,
but sit down.
character dining, all ma merchandise. Like you get discounts, not on park tickets, which is stupid, but you do get a pretty heavy discount on things. And I shouldn't say heavy because 20% is not that much, but depending on the season, it can also go up. On what percent you get off. Also, if you have the Disney Chase Visa, you get 10% off. So, another reason to hit me up on Instagram. That is all.
Right, last question.
Last question. If you had to skip one park with a 6-year-old, what would it be? Animal Kingdom is off the table. He loves animals. Well, that's not the one I would tell you anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not the one I would recommend.
I think, and I might get some heat for this, and I'm only saying it because I know what kind of park it is. I think you might want to skip Epcot for a
That's
6-year-old.
what I would say as well.
And that makes all three of us. Three out of three podcast hosts recommend skipping Epcot if you're taking your 6-year-old.
Yes, because let's talk about it, right? So, Magic Kingdom, obviously, you have to take a 6-year-old there. That's the whole point of Disney World. Like,
That's
that's the
Disney.
OG park for world.
It literally was made for 6-year-olds.
Yes, it was
Right.
literally made for 6-year-olds. And here are three 30-plus podcasters also saying it's made for us as well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Animal Kingdom was already off the table, as you mentioned, which I would never skip that with a 6-year-old anyway. I
Absolutely
mean,
not. Like
because
the
six-year-olds
animals,
love
the
animals.
yeah,
There's a
no.
million things to do with a kid there. Like it'd be silly.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios is the only other one that would possibly make sense because it is more thrill ride, right? Like it has Tower of Terror. 6-year-old might not enjoy that. Rock and
But
Roller Coaster may
so
not
it's f
enjoy that. Funny
but
that
on
you
the
bring this
flip
up, Molly.
side, but on the flip side, Toy Story,
Correct. And that's where I
Star
was going
Wars,
with it.
exactly. And
You can
that
any runaway railway now.
I've had to have this conversation with a client recently. The family of five, they're going for Christmas. They have a 2-year-old. They're like, we're only going for X number of days. Obviously, we have to do magic twice. Begin and end your trip with magic. What park should we skip? And that was kind of, I had to sit there and think about it for a minute. I was like, Epcot is definitely my recommendation, but studios. And I was like, this is closing and this thrill
But
ride. And I stopped
really,
and I was like, Toy Story, Star Wars, Pixar, Midway Mania. I was like, there's so much for the kids to still do at
really,
studios.
Hollywood, the only thing is you're just going to avoid Sunset Boulevard,
Right.
right? Is that the road? Sunset Boulevard?
I
Okay.
think so. Yeah, and even then, you're probably going to end up there anyway for Fantasmic at the end of the day.
True. But,
True.
like, that's really the only area that you're going to avoid until Fantasmic.
Yeah,
And then
exactly.
Epcot. Okay, you're not going to take the kid around the world.
Nope.
right? You're not going to want people stumbling into him.
Well,
You
let's.
also have Test Track, which is closed. You're not going to put him on Guardians. So
Yep, high requirement on those.
you have Frozen, Ratatouille, Space.
And
Or
Living
not
with the
Spaceship
Land.
Earth, Living with
You
the
have
Land,
Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land, the
Thorin.
Sea with Nemo and Spence. And these are all things that would be great for a 6-year-old, but if you had to drop one park,
Yeah.
I think just because of, here's the thing. I love Epcot. I'm also, unfortunately, a grown-ass adult. And I understand there's a lot of things in Epcot where a 6-year-old would see it and be like, I don't care. I don't even know
Correct.
what a Morocco is.
Like, if you ask
Right,
your
exactly.
six-year-old, do you want to go ride on a boat and see some plants, or would you rather go ride Slinky Dog? Which one do you think they're going to choose?
Okay, well, okay, unfair comparison for Living with the Land, but I get what you mean.
Okay,
Yeah,
what? Okay,
honestly.
would you rather see Olaf or ride on Slinky Dog?
I was gonna go
Probably
with Finding
Slinky Dog.
Nemo, but yeah, still Slinky Dog.
Exactly.
Although I do love the aquarium.
I
The
mean, there's a
aquarium's great.
whole
I'm not
land
a
built around
6-year-old.
it.
But
Whatever.
yes.
So
No,
that's the answer.
three out of three say skip Epcot.
Correct.
Three out of three grown ass podcasters agree. If you are six, skip Epcot.
Love it. That's what my parents did when we went. They skipped Epcot. We did all the other parks. But
Come
it was
back in,
MGM back in the day.
right, come back in 15 years.
Yeah.
See, tells you a lot about the Meredith clan. We loved Epcot. We went to Epcot like every weekend. I think we're messed up.
But the other thing with the Meredith clan, back when we were kids, and I unfortunately never got to experience Epcot that
We
way.
did get to see Innoventions in its prime. I'm saying prime when it used to be lined with like video game consoles and there was actually things to do and you actually learned stuff.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Like, I did not unfortunately get to experience the Epcot of education.
I truly got to see Epcot when it was the experimental prototype community of tomorrow, and that is my humble brag of the day.
And I am so jealous.
I got to see it when there was still that one pavilion open that was all like Body Wars and stuff. That's
Oh,
how
yep.
you know I got to see peak Epcot. Now, if you're
Peak
going to
Epcot.
Epcot, if you're going to Epcot in the early 2000s, 100% you have to bring your 6-year-old there. It's 2025. Do not bring your 6-year-old to Epcot.
Nope. Again, wait 15 years and go drink around the world for their 21st.
Yeah. And character
Exactly.
meet and greets too, right? Like you can do just as many at Hollywood, if not more, than you can at Epcot now.
Exactly.
True.
And
Like they had a
Hollywood.
lot at Epcot during our program, but they moved them all to Hollywood.
As you say, a lot of them moved to Hollywood, so.
Exactly.
So another reason, point for Hollywood. Last comments, concerns, fears, hopes, dreams.
Oh, this is one that has no relation to Disney, but has only relation to me. Fun fact for everyone at home and also the guys here. I am in a Pokemon draft league. And currently I am on a 1-0 streak where for the past 3 matches in a row I've either won or lost 1-0, and I hope to continue the streak because at this point it's funny. So check back in next week and I will let you know if I got 1-0 again.
We
Love it.
love to hear it. Okay, let me see if there's any updates on our rankings here. Oh, we are at a 50-50 split between Kronks and Monsters University, which are both Chris's.
Whoa.
I know. And we are at a 50-50 split between Wildcats and Cool
Woohoo! Get your head in the
Runnings.
name. Get your
Wow.
head in the game.
Oh,
Wow.
wait, I take it back. Wildcats is ahead.
That
It didn't
is
update.
a live reaction.
Wildcats is ahead. So,
Wait, how do I vote? I can't vote.
you go on our.
You go
You
to
have
our
to go.
Instagram at DCP Anonymous Pod.
Thanks, Molly. Was that what you're trying to do, Chris?
That's not what I like. I literally clicked on the story and I cannot vote.
Wait, what account are you on? Are you on the podcast account
That
or
would
are
be really
you.
awkward if I was, but no, I'm actually on my personal account.
Oh, well, then I know what your problem is, but go on your Dizzarella account.
Okay.
I don't know what your problem is, man.
So yes, I am gonna post that bracket tonight. So, which tonight is Monday when you guys are all listening to this, it'll be Wednesday, but it will be there. Ryan always tags me, tags my Dizzarella account. So if you are struggling to find me, just look for the tags and follow me that way.
You can also go to our Instagram account at DCP Anonymous Pod and just look at our followers or who we're following and start typing in Christopher with a K and he'll show up that way too.
Truth.
And anything else, you can go ahead and email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. That's anonymous with an E. And until next time. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. See you real soon.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bing bong. Bing bong.